Brilliance Audio presents Against the Inquisition by Marcos Aguinis, performed by Timothy Andres Pabon. To Francisco Maldonado da Silva, who heroically defended the arduous right to liberty of conscience. To my father, who enriched my childhood with lively stories and would have enjoyed this one. Book 1. Genesis. Embers of Childhood. Prologue. Francisco. Grimy, skin and bones. His wrists and ankles rubbed raw by the shackles. He's an ember burning under rubble. The judges stare at him, vexed. A monstrosity, an utterly intolerable nuisance. It's been 12 years since they locked him in secret prisons. They subjected him to interrogations and privations. They brought in scholars to accost him with loud arguments. They humiliated and threatened him. But Francisco Maldonado da Silva did not yield, not to physical pain or to spiritual pressures. Now the tenacious inquisitors rage and sweat, not wanting to burn him at the stake until he's shown remorse or fear. When 6 years ago the prisoner fasted in a rebellious act that almost dissolved him into a corpse, the inquisitors force-fed him, gave him wine and pastries, as they couldn't stand for this worm of a man to steal from them the power to control his death. Francisco Maldonado da Silva took a long time to recover, but he succeeded in showing his tormentors that he could suffer no less than a saint. In his stinking dungeon, the ravaged prisoner often looked back on his odyssey. He was born in 1592, precisely one century after Jews were expelled from Spain and Columbus discovered the West Indies. He could still recall the light in the remote oasis of Ibatín, where he spent his early childhood in a house full of pastel colors and spots of blue. Later, his family hastily moved to Córdoba, fleeing persecution that would soon catch up with them. They navigated perilous circumstances. Indians, pumas, thieves, astounding salt flats. When he was 9 years old, his father was arrested one wrenching afternoon. A year later, his older brother was torn from their home. When Francisco turned 11, his home no longer held any possessions, as they all had been confiscated and sold at a loss by the relentless authorities. His mother, defeated, half crazy, surrendered to death. The scarred teenager completed his education in a monastery.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?